My name is Ronnie. I am 12 years old, and I would like to tell you about my grandmother. May she rest in peace. My grandmother, Leah, was a healer. Throughout her life, she treated members of our family and many others. Using what we used to call home remedies, she worked wonders and solved problems that regular medicine could not. My mother told me that when I was a baby, Grandma spent a lot of time in our home helping her care for the newborn. Me, of course. For example, if I caught a cold, came down with a fever, my ears hurt, or started coughing, Grandma would warm olive oil and rub it gently on my body. She would massage my chest, back, and throat thoroughly, wrap me in a cotton undershirt, and drip olive oil that had soaked garlic into my ears. By the next morning, I would wake up completely healthy, as if nothing had happened at all. There are many more stories like this. Grandma used to count holes, the 8 openings in the human body. While she did this, she would make movements as if she were cleaning or shifting something. Years later, I understood that Grandma was treating not only us but also others with bioenergy therapy, or whatever this method is called today. She helped heal and improve the condition of many people. When I told Dr. Healthman about Grandma Leah, he nodded in agreement and said, "My grandmother did the same thing. She treated us using those methods. There's no doubt that these ancient remedies work, and they are often better than taking today's chemical medications, and I strongly recommend it." He concluded, and his kind eyes lit up with memories. "Doctor, I want to tell you about a very interesting story my grandmother treated," I continued and said to him. "Okay," he answered. "I'm listening." "Well, I have an uncle named Yehuda, my mother's brother. While in the army, serving in the Nahal unit, he was stationed at Kibbutz Tzuba. One evening, while Yehuda was on guard duty, he went into the steam room to tend to the heating system. No one knows exactly what happened, but the boiler exploded while he was in the room. Luckily, he wasn't burned, but the next day his entire body was covered in sores that didn't heal for many months. Hospital treatments didn't help, neither the creams nor the pills. He looked like a leper, and from a handsome young man, he became someone people found hard to look at.